very pleasant good morning to you. Today is Wednesday, January 23rd. And I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour here on RBN for a program that we've called That's How I See It, where we take your phone calls on any subject that's of interest to you. We invite your calls. Lines are open here at 800-313-9443. So get on the telephone and talk to me. Tell us what's on your mind this morning. There's so much going on. So whoever you are and wherever you may be, a very pleasant good morning to you. Well, in the news all over, of course, the Fed's big easing, which is considered a once-in-a-generation event. What are your thoughts on this? The Federal Reserve responding to an international stock sell-off among fears about a possible U.S. recession, cut its benchmark interest rate by a whopping 0.75 percentage point Tuesday, an aggressive move that came a week ahead of a regularly scheduled meeting of the central bank. The Fed's policymaking group known as the Federal Open Market Committee lowered its target for the federal funds rate, which regulates overnight loans between banks, from 4.25% to 3.5%. All of this, of course, hoping to stimulate a sluggish economy that they're fearful might slip into a recession. The only thing I wish, when they refer to the Federal Reserve, that they would call it what it is. It's a private bank, and it's controlled by the same powers that be that control the media, so I suppose that answers that question. Huh? The move, unusual in both its scale and its timing, underscored the severity of the current strains facing the U.S. economy. It's a once-in-a-generation event. Mark Zandi, a chief economist at MoodysEconomy.com, said, he said, in recent years, the Fed has rarely acted between scheduled meetings of the committee, and almost always in increments of anywhere from a quarter to a half a point. But this was the biggest single cut since October of 1984. Wow, huh? In a statement, Fed officials said that they made the decision to lower rates after a weakening of the economic outlook, and noted also that of the broader financial market conditions have continued to deteriorate in this country. So that's really a very, very serious situation. You've heard my comments on the Federal Reserve. It's neither federal nor reserve. It's private bankers operating for profit. It has nothing to do with the government, but they're just in the name itself. That's intended to deceive us, isn't it, as a nation? We're supposed to think that somehow it's a government a regulated entity. It's not. It's private bankers operating for profit. Someone once asked Franklin, I relate this story as often as I possibly can. So when Ben Franklin was the ambassador to France, someone came to him and they said, Mr. Franklin, to what do you owe the prosperity of the United States of America? And he replied, simply, ma'am, we have debt-free money. We will never get out of debt in this nation as long as the Federal Reserve is controlling our economy. Can I say that again? We will never, as in never, get out of debt in this nation as long as the Federal Reserve is in control. Get on the telephone. Talk to me. 800-313-9443. Don Wayne here, back in a minute.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. I'm Don Wayne, your host now for this hour, and we certainly invite your phone calls. Lines are open. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind this morning. 800-313-9443. That's easy to remember, huh? Well, just when you thought the Clintons and the Barack Obama couldn't get much nastier, move over, Hatfields and McCoys. The blood feud is looking downright uncivil compared with the trash talk in the Democratic duel between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, which took on the ring of schoolyard taunts. You know, this is the thing. Why aren't they discussing what they're going to be doing to the country? Because I don't consider them doing much for the country, but what they could possibly do to the country. At least that's what a debate is supposed to be all about. Instead, it's taken on this real nasty environment here. It's just awful, isn't it? Obama's very frustrated. The events of the last 10 or so days have apparently convinced him to adopt a little bit different strategy. He said Clinton, who appeared the morning after to revel in the bare-knuckle brawl, he said Clinton said that Obama clearly came Monday looking for a fight, and he was determined and launched right in, she said. I wasn't looking for a fight, Obama retorted. What I'm looking for is a correcting of the misstatements that have been coming out of the Clinton camp. You know, think about it. They're not talking about the issues at all, are they? They're talking about personal attacks on each other. And a debate is supposed to revolve around what these candidates supposedly are going to do for the country. In the Democrats' case, of course, what they will do to the country. But that said, isn't it silly? Isn't it ridiculous taking up all this ink and all this television time in the media over this silly thing? Is this all part of the dumbing down process out there? Me thinks maybe it is. We'll see, won't we? It's just plain silly. A high school debating team Remember back to high school debates? Would get into the more of the issues than we're hearing these presidential candidates debating. And I find it nothing but a convenient way to divert your attention. And others out there who are hoping to hear from these candidates why they should vote for them. Why do you expect me to vote for you? And we're not hearing that at all, are we? Clinton said on Tuesday she strongly defended her husband. That's another thing. Bill Clinton's out there running around. You're voting for a team. You're voting to put the same two in office that occupied the White House for 8 years. We won't go into that. It would take much more than this hour-long program to discuss the Clinton administration 8 years and the disgrace that they brought to this nation. I will add this little tidbit. I don't know if you heard the story or not, but it wasn't much reported, again, in the alleged media, but an FBI agent one time said during the Clinton administration that at Christmas time that the Clintons actually had obscene ornaments on the Christmas tree. This was an ex-FBI agent who said that. And here we are discussing her as a serious presidential candidate. Anyway, I throw that out there for whatever it's worth. Clinton made no apologies for her hubby's scathing attacks on Obama a day after an acrimonious debate among the three main contenders. I don't know what John Edwards is doing in there, do you? John Edwards is, who knows, if he drops out, I think he'll probably stick in it. He's got the money to do it. He'll probably stay in as a favor to the Clintons, maybe become attorney general or something. That's how these politicians operate. It's just awful. I don't think our founders ever envisioned a time when there was such wickedness in high places in this country. Of course, we've gone back on our Christian values. I wonder if that has anything to do with it. You go back and look at this campaign, each of us who were on that stage last night have incredibly dedicated, passionate support from our spouses. According to Hillary, she said to reporters before setting off to California. And so that's really quite a story, and it's a story that's worth questioning what it's all about. I mean, is this all we're going to hear from these Democrats? Is this feud? Personal attacks? You talk about dirty campaigning, you know? I guess you can say that Obama is not quite as... he hasn't quite reached the depths of depravity that Clinton has, but he'll get there. They'll drag themselves down into the mud. And as a clear-thinking American, it bothers me. That's on the Democrat side. Well, Fred Thompson, who attracted more attention as a potential presidential candidate than as a real one, he quit the race for the White House on Tuesday after a string of poor finishes in early primary and caucus states. Get on the telephone. What are your thoughts on these subjects? 800-313-9443. Tell us what's on your mind this morning. Anyway, Thompson is out. His fate was sealed last Saturday in the South Carolina primary when he finished third in a state that he had said that he absolutely needed to win. Well, he didn't. He came in a poor third. And in the statement, Thompson didn't say whether he would endorse any of his former rivals. He was one of a handful of members of Congress who supported John McCain in 2000 in his unsuccessful race against Bush for the party nomination. Thompson, best known as the gruff district attorney on NBC's Law and Order, many pundits thought that the exposure that he was getting on that television series would gain him a bunch of support at the polls. Obviously, it really didn't. He placed third in Iowa and in South Carolina, two states that seemingly were Thompson's to lose. He didn't fare that well. He fared even worse than the four other states that have held contests thus far. Money already tight in the Thompson campaign. He ran out of it altogether, I guess, as the losses piled up. So Thompson is out. 65-year-old exits the most wide-open Republican race in half a century. Yeah, this race on the Republican side is being billed as the most wide open in half a century. In Florida, McCain, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani are battling for the lead ahead of its January 29th primary. They're a delegate-rich, winner-take-all state of Florida. While former Governor Mike Huckabee evaluates his next steps amid money troubles. So the race goes on. Okay, get on the telephone, 800-313-9443, and Davey in Texas. Good morning, Davey. What's on your mind?
Oh, I got a list going here.
Okay. Take a shot at it.
You brought up the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about back in the mid-90s, I think it was about 95, there's a Federal Reserve branch, a bank in San Antonio, and they apparently were having to do some like inventory, so to speak, and they discovered a pile of cash. And I forget the exact amount, but I think it was about $3 billion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if you could get help, you know, people get their mind around what size of a pile of cash that would be, $3 billion.
It's been said, Davey, that the human mind is incapable of imagining a million of anything.
That's how I feel
about it. If you heard that?
Well, actually, I sat through an astronomy class at the University of Texas back when I was going to school down there, because they made me take science classes to graduate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that guy, he shows up on TV nowadays, that Neil deGrasse old Tyson guy. Well, he was the TA for this astronomy class. And, you know, I was pretty interested in learning about constellations and, you know, how everything interacts and, you know, fits together and all. And, man, they had us in there doing math out the kazoo. And it was just ridiculous to me, because all you're doing is looking at, you know, 12, 1500 zeros. And what are you learning just looking at zeros? I mean, nothing. You know what I mean? So.
Well, you know, who was it once said the zeros don't mean much? It's when you put a number in front of them.
Yeah, there you go. Well, anyway, I was just trying to lead into, you know, people trying to get their mind around the physics, because each and every case that these, you know, mass murderers that print currency, each and every case that they do one of their operations here, like from the Kennedy assassination all the way to 9/11, the physics just doesn't line up with their story. You know what I mean? It's just simple physics, even.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of Eric Mobius?
No, I have not.
Well, there was a case in Texas I think it was back in the 80s. It was called the Yogurt Shop Murder Case. Have you ever heard of that?
Boy, you got me there too, Davey.
Well, there were these girls just north of Austin, and they were murdered in a yogurt shop back, I think it was 15, 20 years ago. Anyway, Eric Mobius, he worked for the Attorney General's office in the state of Texas, and he had to investigate that case and try to prosecute it. Well, eventually he had to leave the state because they were trying to kill him. But what he found out was that they were washing huge amounts of cash.
Whoa, can you hang on here, Davey, a minute? We're coming up against a break.
Sure.
If you'll hang on. Give us a call. Talk to me, 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back, and we've got Davey in Texas on the line. And, Davey, go ahead and continue there with your train of thought.
Well, I was telling you about Eric Mobius, who investigated the yogurt shop murder case here in Texas, and he had to leave the state because they were trying to kill him. But what he found out was that there was a criminal enterprise that was going out and taking out insurance policies on commercial properties, and then what he called committing site-specific murders there and washing huge amounts of money on those transactions through the insurance companies, apparently. Well, it raises a lot of interesting questions, obviously, especially in light of what happened on 9/11. And it's just amazing to me how Americans, in their cognitive dissonance, can allow this huge global criminal enterprise to continue to function. I mean, obviously, every how many billions of people there are on planet Earth that can monkey wrench their agenda items on a daily basis simply by not taking part in their false reality, which is a...
Okay, now, Davey, let me ask you this. Are you among those who feels that the U.S. government was responsible for 9/11?
Well, I can't feel about the United States government. I know what a criminal enterprise is, so there's no need for me to feel about a false reality. I actually got a degree in government, and I just know that the word government for Americans does not mean criminal enterprise. And
not at all.
You know, as by virtue of the fact that I investigated what happened at Waco, I know when I see tanks going into my neighbor's house, that's not government as defined by Americans, on our so-called binding social contract. Those are terrorists.
Well, Davey, if I can interrupt you for just a moment.
Sure.
You can go on with your thought here. Just, you know, I'll give you as much time as you need here because what you're discussing is a very important topic. Waco was a nightmare for this country. And the fact that Janet Reno and the Clintons et al., do we think about Waco when we when we're considering Hillary Billery?
Oh man!
As the president of the United States, come on!
That's ridiculous.
To any clear-thinking American, what happened there should have been some repercussion on the White House. Would you agree with that?
Well, absolutely. But then that gets us back to who's printing the currency. And incidentally,
yeah. Well, it's the same, Davey. It's the same powers that be, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's the same powers that be. It's the same shadow government that's not only responsible for Waco, but it's also responsible for our current economic crisis
and
for
the JFK assassination.
Unpayable debt in this nation. Go ahead.
Right. Well, so to put parentheses around that thing there for just a minute, let's see if we establish a new breadcrumb trail and find out who we are and where we came from and where we're going. Are you familiar with the first keeper of the tribute for the children of Israel?
Again, you've got me.
Well,
I'm going to have to do some research on some of these topics, Davey. I'm a little bit behind the curve on that one.
Well, it's a part of history, allegedly, assuming that the Bible's true. I mean, it could be all a Mickey Mouse fairy tale land, but then again, we still have a Jewish state called Israel that's threatening the whole world with nuclear annihilation. So,
which incidentally has been prophesied 2,500 years ago.
A Jewish state?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that prophesied?
We'll get it. We'll get into that. We'll get into these subjects. No, the state of Israel is like, if you read the Old Testament and the prophecies concerning the state of Israel, it's like reading today's newspaper.
Yeah, but
that's where George Bush is wrong.
But Davey,
I tell you, we've got a run here. I've given you plenty of time here, and we enjoy your
question. But I just know for a fact the state of Israel has never been Jewish, and none of those 12 tribes have ever been Jewish. And
Davey, that's your opinion, and you're certainly entitled to it on this program.
Well, let's talk about those Class A stockholders of the Federal Reserve and what religion they really are.
You betcha. They worship Lucifer.
Well, true, but, you know, who was Jesus talking to in John chapter 8 and verse 44?
Well, I'd have to search the scripture for
that.
Well,
he told them straight up, but those are not Yiddish-speaking so-called Jews there. You know what I mean? America.
Well, again, Davey, we've got to run. And I'm,
okay.
Yeah, but I mean, these are your opinions, and you're entitled to them. And we encourage your calls to this program and sharing your opinions. Thank you so much.
I'm trying to establish facts, though. Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Yes. Getting back to the election in this country. It seems amid extraordinary global financial turmoil, increasing competition among American presidential candidates to offer economic stimulus plans, Mitt Romney played what he sees as his strongest card on Tuesday, focusing on the economy and displaying his business experience. Romney, a former venture capitalist and Republican presidential contender, with the most experience in the business world, raised the possibility of a solvency crisis in U.S. banks. So that's the latest from the Mitt Romney camp. Okay, George in Florida, welcome to the program. What's on your mind today, George?
Yes, you know, you're talking about bankers and, like, say we're not under the gold and silver currency, that we're under this Federal Reserve note. And I'm surprised, you know, just reading about how many contracts the American have been tricked into under the United States Commercial Code, and how they try to make us out to look like corporations.
Well, we're up against the break. Just hang on, George. We'll get back to you. Talk to me at 800-313-9443. Don Wayne here, back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Talk to me, 800-313-9443. We invite your calls into our program. And we are talking before the break to George in the Sunshine State of Florida.
Yes,
what's on your mind, George? Go ahead.
I say, I'm just surprised how the government and the judges have tricked the American people into this United States commercial code, making everybody look like corporations instead of being under common law with gold and silver.
Okay, can you speak to us, our audience, in sort of common language now, George, so we don't talk maybe about a subject that's difficult to assimilate if we're not an economist or something?
Well, I'm just saying the government, through the banking system, has tricked the American people and decided to...
How so? I'm not debating your point, but can you enlighten us in how they've tricked us?
Through our birth certificates, when we get a driver's license, and we're not using gold and silver as a currency, because that would put us under common law, so we're under these Federal Reserve notes. And okay. That puts us under commercial code when we get bank accounts and everything. And the thing is, I just came back from court yesterday because I bought a little brat truck I'm fixing up, and some code enforcement officer went and looked into my garage and seen this truck in there and asked me why it wasn't insured and registered. I just told him I choose not to have a contract with the city on this truck. With the state, because it's just like how the government just tricks the American people into these contracts. They don't know what people, American people, are getting into.
Okay. I really, not being familiar with Florida law down there, can you just more specifically tell us what authority gave them under what law are they acting where they can go into your garage and inspect what you've got in there and so forth, George?
Oh, there is no law. It's all the color of law.
So it's not in a black and white legislative action that the state legislature or city fathers or something like that have put down. It's just that nobody such as yourself is complaining when their rights are trampled upon, obviously.
I mean,
from what you're telling us, George, these people from what auspices was this? Local, state, federal? Which was it?
It came
to your house and searched your garage.
Well, yeah, they took pictures through the garage window, but like I say, it was just the city code enforcement.
They took pictures. They were on your property, and they took pictures through your window. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, while I was away from home. And
was nobody else at home when they came and did that?
No.
Okay.
So they weren't
supposed to be on your property. That's the point I was attempting to get to.
Yes.
These people that took pictures through your garage window were not supposed to be on your property. Is that correct?
Nope, not supposed to be on my property.
Okay.
And
so is there any recourse at all that you have, George, other than hiring a $500 an hour attorney?
Oh, just basically, I don't know. I'm going to go to the city council meeting, and I'm going to raise hell there. You're going to tell these city council members, I don't care what ordinance you passed. There's a thing called the Fourth Amendment that says you can.
Yes.
And like I say, I choose not to have a contract with the state as far as my vehicle, because it's auto registration. All this is just a contract. You sign your ownership over to the state. That's all it is. I said I choose not to enter a contract and register my car, because all I am doing is putting a clutch and CV joints on it. That's all I'm doing.
That is correct, George. Now, we've got callers waiting on the line, but keep us informed on this story. Will you please do that to this program?
All right, I will.
We'd encourage you to do that, George. We've got to run now. We've got Richard in Alabama on the line. Good morning, Richard, to you, and what's in your mind?
Hello. I sure hope George in Florida is listening. Well, I'm going to tell him what to do. Are you listening?
Well, he's not on the air right now, but I'm sure he is. Go ahead.
All right. He's got to write up a contract for sale, and he's got to serve it with a process server, serve it on the code enforcement agency. Usually it's something that starts with environmental protection. I don't know whether it was county or city. It'll be environmental or safety or health. They'll say that your car is an eyesore. What you got to do is you got to describe your car in a vague way. And, in fact, you better list a lot of other items on your property that they might come back and take. List everything you think they might want to take. Put it on a contract for sale. Put a price beside each item. You have to put a price. You know, the policeman is immune from almost anything, except if he goes into a store and knocks merchandise off and breaks it, he owes the price on the tag. See? He owes the price on the tag of the merchandise that he breaks. And that still is the law. And every officer is required to pay for the merchandise he takes. Right? So you've got to serve a contract on them for the sale of these items. And it's got to be a bloodsucker contract, a contract they will not possibly want to accept.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he was listening.
Richard, may I ask you this? Now, are you referring to a law that could be applied in Florida as well as anyplace else? Would this concept necessarily apply to George in Florida, being that he's from Florida?
Oh, it's the commercial code. Like,
okay.
If a police officer goes in and he arrests the store manager and he breaks some merchandise, he can get away with it. Say it was incidental. All right. But if he just goes in and knocks something off a shelf and breaks it, he owes the amount on the price tag. And he can't say, oh, it's immunity. Because that price tag is a contract. It makes a contract, and the officer knows that merchandise is for sale and has a price on it. And it's put the same thing on his, put a price on his Subaru. Put a price on it, a big price, and terms they cannot accept. I mean, just make it so ironclad. Say no warranty, no returns. You touch it, it's yours. And make it also apply to the contractor. Make the contractor pay the price. Make the tow truck operator pay the price. Write it on there, you and all your agents. This is the price, and you have to pay it if you take it.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
That's good advice. That's good advice
for
yours in Florida, too. Yeah.
People have to pay for the things they destroy and take.
Isn't there a legal term? Isn't there, Richard, isn't there a legal term for that concept in the Constitution? Where they can't just come in and take your property unless they pay you a reasonable price for it?
Yeah, that's just compensation, but they have overruled that.
Right.
The courts have overruled that. But a merchant still retains the right to be paid for his merchandise. The city council cannot take merchandise from Walmart without paying the price tag for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they can take it from you because you have not served them with a contract for sale. That's the difference.
Yeah, my only that's a wonderful input here, Richard. My only thought would be, my first reaction would be, does this apply generally to any place in this United States of America?
Yes.
In other words, could state laws override it or something?
Oh, it's true everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's even true in India and China. Just because you're the city council, you don't get to take things for free. You have to pay the price on the tag.
Well, if they were able to do that, that would amount to nothing in the world besides legalized theft.
Well, it is. But you have to put a price on everything. You, the victim, have to serve them with the price of the merchandise before. Otherwise, there's no contract. And they can just say, oh, it was an eyesore, it was worthless, it was blight, and they'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
You serve them with the price first.
I hope George in Florida is listening, Richard, because that's tremendous advice.
And use
it really
a process server.
Mm-hmm.
Because the courts will not accept the testimony of the victim anymore. But in equity, the officer has to pay for the merchandise. If there was a price tag on the merchandise, he destroys it. Even an officer, even the city council, has to pay. If there was a price, and they knew the price,
Do our audience a favor now and just sort of encapsulate it in a sentence or two as to what we're referring to here. Because there's been so much out there on our plates. You've given us a lot of information here. Can you just sort of synthesize it down, distill it down to a few words here, what we're trying to do, what we're trying to communicate?
Yeah. George has failed to serve them with a contract for sale with a specific price.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Richard, we thank you for participating in our program, and we thank you for your input. That was valuable input, and we've got another call waiting here, so we have to go, but thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever you are, we've got, 800-313-9443. That's our number here to call. Get on the telephone and talk to me. Tell us what's on your mind this morning. Michael in New York. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Richard
from Florida, great call. That's great information, and it's great to have your show there, getting this information out to the listening audience so we can all benefit from that. I just want to comment a little bit on Hillary Rotten Clinton. you know, it's so funny.
Hey, that's great.
And everybody's welcome to use that handle, Hillary Rotten Clinton. And so, you know how she's saying, well, we need change, and of course...
But they never say, Michael, they never tell us what change they're talking about. And remember, I don't know if you were tuned in the other day. Let me just jump in here briefly. You got plenty of time. When I was talking about these agents of change and how John Dewey, that despicable little man who gave us the Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2, calls in Humanist Manifesto 1, our job is not to teach Johnny to read or write, but to make of him a change agent. That's what they're talking about. But they won't tell you that. They want to change us into a socialist cesspool of humanity. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's a perfect summary of it all. And they want to social engineer our kids in their government-trained schools, which we call public schools today. And these Americans are so, in general, so dumbed down. Your audience, of course, is not. But the Americans out there at large are just so dumbed down. They don't even realize their kids aren't learning anything substantial. They're just being social engineered. And so when getting back to Hillary Rotten.
They're learning how bad the United States of America is. They're learning that the United States of America is the biggest problem in this world. That's what they're learning in the public schools.
You know what's curious here in liberal New York, even though I'm not in the city, I'm upstate a little bit, my nephews and nieces, when I check in on them occasionally, and they're all in their teens, and I see what they're learning in school, and I'm stunned to hear that they're still learning about George Washington and the Founding Fathers, and I couldn't get over that. So something's happening here in our local school system that's still positive, and God willing, it's going to continue in that direction, but...
Sure, Michael. Did you know, for example, Michael and listeners out there, that the government schools had an edict out there that they didn't want to teach American history past 1800 because of all the references to God and our roots in Christianity? Did you know that?
Yes, sir. Well, it's blatantly obvious that they're trying to attack the Christians in this country and take God out of our lives and out of our country. And that's all obvious, but, you know, so with Clinton, when she's talking about change all the time, and right, they don't give you any details, they don't discuss it further so you can and explain it so that you understand what kind
Michael,
of change
Michael, it keeps me awake nights thinking that almost half of the people in this country are willing to seriously cast their vote for either one of them, either Obama or Clinton. It keeps me awake nights. Go ahead.
And likewise for me too, sir. And so what's funny though, for us that know the game, whatever they say, we know it means the opposite. When they say free trade, we know it means not free trade. And so when they say change, we know it means no change. And that's why, and this is what's so scary, and this is how dumb the Americans are, unless they're starting to wake up to this. We had a Bush, then a Clinton, then a Bush, then a Clinton. Now there's no change there. That's the same old regime in control, directing our country in a course of destruction.
Michael, I appreciate your insight. I really do, and I appreciate your participation in this program.
Well,
and,
sir, thank
we invite
you.
We invite your calls. We've got other callers on the line, but we'd like to think of you as a steady listener to our brand new program here at RBN, Michael.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I enjoy your show very much, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Okay, moving right on along here, we have Elvis. I'm sorry. We have Elvis from Tennessee.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Elvis.
Well, I heard some of these calls this morning. I'm glad everybody's getting their coffee in them and their caffeine. But writing a complaint to the vehicle commissioner in a signed statement, never do that. I've seen this before where people couldn't park their car in their front lawn because of certain zonings and regulations in certain townships. Other townships, you're not allowed to have a dish satellite on your roof. You have to go by that. But first thing you do is you close the garage door. If you're working on your car, some cops don't like you, but hand the guy a wrench and see what he was about. Don't start a small battle because you lose the war when you start fighting with City Hall. They'll get you
Correct.
For speeding or some other things. But...
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever sign a statement about a truck that's not registered either. That to me is completely ridiculous. Try to handle the situation. And then all of a sudden, the caller said he was replacing the CV joints on his car. You know, they worry about oil spillage and other things. You know, try to try to handle it. Maybe the cop was just trying to reach out to you to be a friend. Basically what they're trying to do is be nosy, see if you're drinking or smoking marijuana, and they're going to forget about the car or the truck trying to get you on drug charges. You know, you got to look outside.
It's all a ruse, Relvis. It's all a ruse,
yeah.
To see what's going on at your place. Yeah.
Right. Just close the garage. I've seen this before, and the guys that I knew who were not allowed to park their cars in their front yard wound up ripping the grass out and pouring concrete all over the front yard and fixed them that way. You know, it's part of life, but don't let that ruin your day. Just you've got to deal with it. But some of these communities have strict regulations.
Whoa, we're up against the break here, Elvis. Do you want to hang around here and come back after the break?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Talk to me, 800-313-9443. Get on the telephone. I'm Don Wayne, back in a minute.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back, and we're rapidly approaching the top of the hour. Boy, how quickly this hour flies by. We're talking to Elvis from Tennessee.
Yeah, Don.
And Elvis,
go ahead. Share a story with yourself and listeners this morning. We've had two pit bull attacks here in the state of Tennessee within the last couple months. One of them, a girl was killed, and the other one, the girl was maimed. But each time, the owners of the dogs gave permission to the persons who was attacked to have their dog shot. Now our legislators are trying to make the ownerships of all pit bulls in the state illegal and heavy fines to own these type of dogs which are also similar to boxers. But yet, Don, at the same time, our state has kicked off 400,000 people from our medical rolls, denied medical treatment for our people who are mentally ill and shorted the monies there. But yet everybody's focusing on two little dog incidences when half our population has no medical care. You know, it's like the old bait-and-switch routine. I think it's the fluoride in our water.
You know, it's okay to kill an innocent baby in the sanctity of its mother's womb, but you dare not shoot a spotted owl.
Yeah, well, I like owls also, and I like babies. But the fact that, and I'm glad everybody's picking the phone up this morning and doing something and thinking and speaking out. Everybody's getting fired up. I guess it's because it's getting close to election time. Don, I see this is your second week on RBN Radio. Your shows have been action-packed every day so far, and I'll continue to listen to you. But when I heard our friends
appreciate
from Florida running into trouble this morning.
You know, Elvis, whatever I do here, whatever we at RBN do, means nothing unless you're out there.
Well, we're out there. But our friend in Florida, I was just trying to tell him, don't start a war because it can get real ugly real quick.
Mm-hmm.
See you, Don. Have a good day.
Well, same to you. Skip in Florida, we've got a little bit of time left here. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling about that guy with the car in Florida. I had the same thing happen to me, except my car was outside. But our local town ordinance said that the car had to be registered and insured, which I followed to the max. And they came around to my house, and they said, well, there's a car start. And I said, well, that's not what you asked for. You asked for a registration and insurance, and that's what the car has on it. And they gave me a citation, and I went to court with it, their local town hall court that they call. It's not even a judge or anything. It's just the committee. And I told them the car is registered and insured, and the guy or lady wanted me to start my car. I refused because that's not part of the ordinance, and I won the case because it was insured and was licensed. It didn't have to be running. That wasn't part of their code. So I would suggest he checks his code to see what it says, follow it, and then if they do anything. Because they don't like it to sit there if it's not moving in and out. And I asked him, I said, do you check everybody in the town to see if their car that's sitting in the driveway runs? If not, don't ask me to ask mine.
Mm-hmm. So your advice to Richard in Florida would be what?
I would check his code and see what they say, because most of them are just make sure that it's licensed and registered. He may not want to have a contract, but if it's in the garage, there's nothing about a car being in the garage. They can't go in your garage or even go up to your house.
Mm-hmm. They did that when he wasn't home, too.
Right. Well, I would take it to
you. Skip, in your opinion, should authorities have the legal authority to go onto your property when you're not there?
No, they should not.
I think that says it all.
That's your problem.
Well, Skip, we want to thank you for your input, and thank you for joining us here. And we're coming now rapidly to the end of this day. We want to thank all of you. We want to thank Davey in Texas. We want to thank George in Florida, Richard in Alabama, Michael in New York, Elvis from Tennessee, and Skip in Florida. All of you. Because as I mentioned just a moment ago, whatever we do here means absolutely nothing if you're not there. And we want this to be your show, your opportunity to tell us what's on your mind. Your opinion is your opinion, and you're entitled to it. You will never be ridiculed or intimidated when you call this program. Of that, I guarantee you. So just hang in there. We want to thank you so very much. And as we hear our Green Beret, we're going to be out of here. And I'm Don Wayne, and that's how I see it.